No, I totally understand. You want to hear something really ridiculous? This is
sure.
embarrassing. This is an asinine story. This is, I don't know how long ago this was. Not that long. A couple of months, few months ago. Anyway, it was one of those long nights. Trish and I have been really boozing. we were doing some major beer. And
you drank a lot.
Yeah. And this one ended up to be, my God, I think I barbecued steaks. I think it may have been about 4:30. I was out there barbecuing steaks. Oh, yeah.
You mean dinner pushed back, pushed
oh, yeah.
back, pushed back, pushed back, pushed back.
4:30? Yes. Yes. Yes, I swear.
And there was no Bolivian marching powder involved?
No. No, absolutely not. Nope. Nope. And
how'd the steaks come out?
And had their, they came out great.
Did they?
Yeah. But
wow.
Listen to this. There was this huge salad, just this, because all it was just like these big steaks and then this monstrous salad.
I deserve this.
Oh, it was just the most fantastic salad. All right, now, by now, it's like well after five. Okay.
Is this during vacation?
This is the story.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm telling it on the air. All right.
Well, was this during vacation?
Yeah. Was it?
I think so. No, it was a week before vacation.
Week.
Oh, okay.
I must have figured.
You're slacking. You're slacking.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so we finished the steaks, and somehow or another, Trish had most of her salad done, and finally she's just like, I mean, it's like the sun is starting to just show itself, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this. So she takes
toss
off
my salad.
She goes to bed. And I said, like, I'll be along in just a moment, because I had this big salad, and I was just like, oh, man, I cannot wait to have this salad, right?
And the steaks on deck?
The steaks are already done, so we've already eaten the steaks. Trish is eating her salad. She's like, oh, my God, I can't stand. I have to go to bed, and she just saunters off to bed.
Right.
But me, you know, because I was making this, while I was making the steak, she was pounding away at the salad, so she was ahead of me, you see.
Oh, okay.
So finally, she leaves. The steaks are done. Everything's over, except I have this monstrous salad to eat. Okay.
I guess I don't follow the chronology of eating your steak before your salad.
Oh, yeah. Well, the salad is so awesome, the way we build them, that it almost acts as a dessert. It's really, I know it's strange.
That is very strange,
yeah, but
I
we
think.
Always do it that way.
Okay.
And it's really fabulous.
Okay.
All right. So, off she goes, and I'm sitting there, and the TV's on, and whatever's on, whatever. Well, anyway, similar to how your drive was on the way home, you
mm-hmm.
know, or no, actually, when you were watching the Purdue game.
Oh, right,
yeah,
falling asleep.
Yeah. I was sitting there, and I'm going, oh, my God, this salad is great. The next thing you know, it went from like, God, this is great. I'm like, God, this is great. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there going, what's going on? Where am I? And it turns out I am face down unconscious in my salad. I mean, full bore face down in the middle of my salad.
It wasn't
conscious.
It wasn't one of these things where it's like, I'm just going to close my eyes in my salad for just a minute. Was it like that? You literally plopped down in your salad and didn't even wake you up?
And the last,
heads up!
And the last I knew, I was devouring the salad. The idea that I could go unconscious
that's
was
pretty baffling.
Remote.
You know, it's funny. I've always heard stories
amazing.
About people falling asleep in their food, and I never understood how you wouldn't wake up when your head hit the food. So
definitely.
I almost didn't believe it.
I know. I wanted the same thing. And all of a sudden,
you must have been
oh, I was so bombed. The whole countertop was just beer cans as far as the eye could see. And so
what the hell happened that night?
Yeah. And it was so funny that when I opened my eyes, I didn't automatically withdraw my head. I mean, I opened my eyes and I studied, where was I?
I'm in Vietnam! Whoa!
Exactly.
It's Vietnam!
Exactly. And all of a sudden, it went from like, maybe I died and I'm in some forest.
I'm in my salad!
I pull my head back and I'm like, oh my. But at the time, I just remember going like, oh, my God, that's ridiculous. And then I went to eating again.
You know what? I swear to God I was going to ask you, only because I know myself, I was going to ask you if you finished it at that point.
I went back at it. I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, that's ridiculous. And I started eating again. Next thing you know, where am I?
Sleeping
where am
in
I?
Your salad again?
Yeah.
No, twice?
three times. Three times. Count them, one, two, three. And each time I reacted the same way. I opened my eyes, went, where am I? I'm in a forest. I'm in my salad. And I pull my head back.
Didn't you know by the third time you think that the learning curve would break in at that point and go,
think so.
Oh, I'm asleep in my salad again.
I did. And each time it was just like, that was the reaction. It was just like, oh my God, you must be kidding. I'm unconscious in my salad again.
That is amazing. I'm amazed.
And then I went to eating again because it was so good. And then the third time when I was like, oh my God, I'm in my salad again. When that happened, it was just like, it was just like, all right, enough's enough. By now it was like almost 6:20.
Wow.
Because I had been like in enough's my salad enough. For a long
so
time.
So you didn't finish it?
I never finished it.
Oh.
It was almost finished. But by now, I realize as I start thinking, I was just like, wait a minute. My God, I was eating the salad. I started eating it around 5:20. I realized that I'd spent some considerable time face down in my salad.
there's no telling how long you were asleep in that salad.
I think it's possible that I was asleep in my salad for upwards of 20 minutes. At a time. Because it was almost 6:30.
May I ask what kind of dressing your head was in?
Garlic ranch.
So now the next key question is, did you wash your face before you went to bed?
That's a
because it would be very marginal to me. I could see not doing that. Sometimes I'm so tired when I fall asleep on the couch,
yeah.
And I really don't want to get up, but I know I should go to bed. And then it's like, oh God, should I brush my teeth? No, I'm way too tired. Oh, I really should. And if I brush my teeth, I want a gold star.
Oh yeah, you should get a gold star for that. There's no question. No, way to read it. Nice read, Drew.
Thank you.
I got up and I threw out the remaining salad and just went, oh my God, you know, and I shut off the lights and it was already light in the house because now it's almost 6:30. Trish is out like a light,
oh, yeah.
Like a stone. And I walked into the bedroom and all of a sudden it just hit me. It was just like, huh.
My face is really gross.
Yeah, and what happened is when I took my glasses off, and all of a sudden, there was salad dressing and little snippets of salad in the hinges of my glasses. And all of a sudden, I went, oh no. So I went into the master bathroom, you know, and I looked in the mirror. My whole face was salad dressing. It was in my hair.
Oh, for crying out loud.
All over my hair, all over was bits of salad. Heavy dressing.
Wow.
The whole bit.
Leaflets.
And leaflets. I had little leaves, you know, salad leaves in my hair.
Any onions or pieces of tomato?
No, but there was lettuce and
cheese
dressing.
Gratings.
All over. And it was just amazing. And so I washed my face and went to
Good
bed.
Good call. Good job.
And went to bed.
Impressive.
Honest
oh boy,
to God! What
well, I've
an
never done that. I know
what
I've been damn close.
I mean, that's never happened to me before. I've never just gone plumb.
You just hit the wall. You just hit the wall.
Oh, to think that I'm in an upright position, sitting down, and at what force did I fall into the salad?
Mm-mm-mm.
And as you say, it didn't.
To not wake up. Yeah, that's incredible.
And be asleep in your salad for 20 minutes and do it three times in a row.
When I was falling asleep.
Before you throw in the towel.
When I was falling asleep during the movie, sometimes what would wake me up is I would be asleep. And I'd be asleep for at least a couple minutes because I know how far I had to rewind.
Yeah.
Was my head like hitting my shoulder, you know, when I would fall over. That would be what woke me up repeatedly. And I got really sick of it, too. It was really starting to piss me off.
It does piss you off. Yeah, it does. It's just like you just can't believe it's happened to you.